Dr. Lisa Gershwin is director of the Australian Marine Stinger Advisory. Few people know more about her than jellyfish. She's publisher of a number of highly successful books. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how you going?
Look, great. I thought it'd be so interesting to get you in on this news that the British government have finally included decapod crustaceans, crabs, lobsters, crayfish, octopus, squid and cuttlefish in its animal welfare bill. Meaning they're now regarded as sentient beings. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we've known for a long, well, we being scientists, you know, we've known for a long time that these crustaceans and cephalopods being the octopus, squids and cuttlefish, and crustaceans, of course, being crabs, lobsters and, you know, shrimp and things like that. So we've known that the crustaceans and the cephalopods, you know, they aren't like other organisms. Like there is something going on there, and you can see that. You know, you see their behavior. You see them interacting with each other. You see them doing all these, you know, advanced behaviors, and you see them reacting to different things, and you know that there's something going on there. You know. And I mean,
well, we know, for example, that octopus consistently predict election outcomes and football results. I mean, they wouldn't.
Well,
I mean, that's
course,
sentient behavior.
Of course. Yeah.
Is it? Are they regarded as sentient beings in Australia? Do you know?
No, I don't believe they are. It's a world first that I mean, science has gotten it for a long time. We've totally known for a long time, but kind of, you know, the rest of the world, not so much. And where it actually matters the most, I suppose, is in the legislation and maybe in the food service industry. So, you know, I do believe actually in New Zealand, it's not legal to throw a crayfish or a lobster into a pot of boiling water alive. You have to, you have to put it out first. Mm. But, you know, most of the places around the world, it's like, yeah, no, whatever, just do it. They don't feel anything. They don't feel pain. Just go for it. And in science, we kind of go, no, actually, they kind of do feel pain, you know. I mean, I've seen it in jellyfish, actually. And I mean, certainly jellyfish are pretty low on the totem pole of, you know, sentient beings. But some types of jellyfish, the box jellies and irukandjis, they actually have really well-developed sensory systems. And I've seen them react to, I mean, I don't know if it was pain exactly, but I've definitely seen them react in a pretty horrible way to pretty horrible things. And
sure, so, and you would expect anything alive has got a system in it that prevents it from things that stop it being alive. But I mean, for me, I was looking at that news report going, I thought squid were the ones we could eat endlessly because that doesn't affect their sustainability, but now we're hurting their feelings. You know,
well,
and am I comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm not sure that when we're eating, you know, some calamari rings, I'm not sure that, you know, they're actually worried about their sustainability. I'm not sure it's quite like that. I don't think they contemplate their future in the same way that we do. But I think it's more about killing them humanely when we kill them, rather than as they're being killed, they're thinking, oh my God, I'm unsustainable. Like, I don't think it's that, you know, that they're concerned about their future.
But as we think about welfare, it's about not boiling things alive or eating things alive. I mean, what about some of our other cephalopods as well?
Yeah, well, like which ones?
I don't know, like the cuttlefish. I mean, they're so bright. They just end up being pecked at by birds.
Well, it's true. I don't think you can sort of legislate what birds do, though, you know? They kind of slip in and they do their thing.
Oh, no, but they can if they're in a cage at your house with a bit of cuttlefish shoved through the bars. Like, this is an animal that can, like, be one color on one side and one color on the other side.
That's a bone. It's dead.
They're okay.
Not
yeah.
It. I mean, the cuttlefish that owned it is long since dead. You know. So the cuttlefish bone. That's actually it's weird because, you know, we think of animals like invertebrates, obviously, but, you know, octopus and cuttlefish and squids and things as not having a backbone. And it's true, they don't, except cuttlefish kind of do. They have this cuttlefish bone or cuttle bone, and it is kind of a backbone, but not in the same way. It's just a weird thing, but that's what that is. And when the cuttlefish dies, when the bone is just taken out, and maybe that's a good example to take the bone out if they're not really considering that the animal might be feeling pain, you know, you just cut it open and yank out the bone. Don't worry about the animal. Mm. Whereas if you know that it's going to experience pain in that process, then when you cut it open and yank out the bone, hopefully you kill the animal first, you know? I don't know. We have weird perceptions of what things feel. I remember years ago, I was on a jetty in Perth, actually, and there was a fellow fishing, and he was pulling up these fish, and he was filleting them right there on the jetty, and then just leaving the frames to flop back and forth. So he was filleting them live and not noticing, not understanding that these animals were still alive and feeling a tremendous amount of agony and distress. And I mean, fish flop back and forth anyway, but here were these frames still flopping. So they were a fish out of water flopping, but they were also fish filleted flopping. And I actually lost my lunch, but you know, I was so disturbed by what I saw. But I think it's a cultural view of what other organisms feel, but at least in the UK, they're recognizing that, you know, there are some sort of lower organisms, if you will, that actually do feel complex feelings.
Dr. Lisa Gershwin, a scientist, director of the Australian Marine Stinger Advisory Service, looking at the ethics of our fishing habits as the British government acknowledge that our cephalopods and crustaceans are sentient beings, have some sense of pain. And that presumably those building blocks of life aren't that different from the ones we've got, because it's the same model repeated again and again and again. The octopus, let's be honest, have levels of intelligence that we don't even really understand in some ways, Dr. Gershwin. So is it possible that they're actually experiencing things we have no model for in our own experience?
Well, I mean, certainly they have some really weird sensory systems that we have no equal to. Mm. But I don't think I don't think that the thoughts that they have are more complex than ours. I do think we're able to, contemplate our future and, you know, sit here and go, I think on the weekend, I'd like to go up the mountain. Like, you know, I don't think that they have those kinds of feelings, but, I do think that when you think about what an organism feels and, you know, these lower organisms, you just go, oh yeah, they're just invertebrates. Don't worry about it. They don't feel anything. Throw them in the pot of boiling water. You know, I think what this kind of landmark decision has done, you know, this legislation is that, it's really saying, no, actually, you know, these organisms feel pain and they feel distress and we are a decent society. So we're going to, you know, do something. We're not going to stop eating them and we're not going to stop slaughtering them, but we're going to do it humanely because we are humane people.
And it's something,
that's really what it is.
Yeah, and it's something for all of us to think about. I mean, as a state, we're heavy recreational fishers, and we want to do it well. I think you've got to respect the animals that are part of your food chain. Lisa Gershwin, great to talk to you today.
You too. Take care.